welcome to the first edition of Born on a Train for 2018.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm with Conrad Burnham. Is that how it's pronounced? Yeah. Okay. Cool. So, as you may have heard on the recordings or seen in the picture, Conrad, would you describe yourself as a guitar player?
I'd say I just use the guitar mostly as a means to have some more live elements to what I do. I mean, yeah, I guess I'm a guitar player.
Right. I mean, that's, I guess, the generator of the sound source.
Yeah.
Or whatever, the sound source. And then how would you describe what you do to it after? Or alongside of?
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's processed through the loop pedal, mostly just doing layers there, and then I have several effects. Try to take a lot of the attack out with the volume pedal and kind of toss it all around with this Eventide box. Just trying to make a swirling atmosphere with the guitar mostly.
Yeah, I feel the piece you played felt like it was three pieces.
Yeah.
Put together and but stitched together really, really well and, you know, almost seamless, but still with character within each of the movements. Or is that how you have approached music with this format, or
mostly,
is that just something you did with this?
Yeah, most of my, I guess, electronic endeavors have been, I don't know, I don't usually like have stage banter or anything, so I just try to have like one continuous sound field the whole time. Pretty much. I mean, the interludes are kind of important to me. Just, I like, you know, it's always kind of different and somewhat improv. So, yeah, there's always an element of mystery to me, too.
Yeah, I think that's part of the fun of playing live, even though you're dealing with loops you know about, but how you put them together and then...
Yeah.
How did you come to Los Angeles?
My wife and I moved here 3 years ago. We'd lived in New York for 8 years and just kind of needed a change of scenery. And, you know, it's kind of the best of both worlds, having a city life, but, you know, you can get up into the mountains with like a 5-10 minute drive away. So, you know, just kind of... Still needed the city element, but, you know, with a little more room to breathe, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the advantages. A place you can have a pet still, or, like, you know, you can get to the ocean or whatever. And how have you found... What's your relationship with the music scene in Los Angeles? And how did it... Were you playing this in New York?
Somewhat, a more stripped down version of it. I mostly used a laptop and, you know, some MIDI controllers for what I was doing there. I kind of been slowly getting out here and there. My friend Elaine does telecaves and she's kind of introduced me to some people, and yeah, it's just been kind of me trying not to be a hermit, you know, and get out every now and then.
Yeah, it's a matter of lugging a bunch of stuff, but it's worth it usually.
Yeah, it's definitely lugging a lot of stuff.
I mean, I feel like there's a like you mentioned telecaves, and there's a like-minded community of people doing, you know, similar but different, you know, things, and that's kind of
very wide variety. But yeah, everybody's very nice that I've met so far, so that's been, you know, refreshing.
You mentioned that you have an upcoming show.
Yeah, March 9th at Sunspace with Leg Lake, Smokey Emery, and James Cowman, and gonna have some visual accompaniment by Vitamin Wig C.
Oh, cool! Yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
I'm familiar with like Lake's material and Smokey's stuff, but not the last James. Name. Yeah, James.
Yeah, yeah. I've only seen him once. He played with another guy named James, and
the James Gang.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, he does good stuff too. He runs a kind of, I guess, ambient drone night in Whittier, and yeah, I just wanted to keep it diverse somewhat.
Yeah, yeah, it's a fun spot. And then how do you approach the recorded medium for your music?
I have some synthesizers at home and do field recordings and kind of layer it up and make a kind of sound collage that I'll either add to, or if there's too much, start taking things away and, you know, try out guitar and see if that actually works or not. Not everything I do is based around guitar, but lately I've been wanting to bring it out and try it for shows and stuff. So yeah, it's just kind of a lot of trial and error, you know. For every maybe 30 pieces I make, maybe 5 to 10 are worth sharing with the public.
Gotcha. And then are you releasing mostly through the digital realm, or do you have works out there that people can check out, or?
Right now everything's on my SoundCloud and Bandcamp, but I have a tape coming out sometime this year with an Austin-based label called Oral Canyon.
Mm.
And some friends back in New York are going to put out something, and then a small label here I'm working on something for, so there will be stuff. I have a tape out on Tingo Tongo I did a couple years ago, I guess. And that's, I mean, I still have some copies of it, but I think mostly it's on his SoundCloud page.
Mm.
So, yeah.
That's a great tape label.
Yeah, yeah, mm. He's fun.
That's cool. What's the Brooklyn label that you did stuff with?
It's kind of more of a collective. I mean, they've been putting out releases here and there. They've done a couple of comps. They're called International Winners.
Mm.
It's just like a bunch of friends of mine back there. Do kind of weird electronic stuff, a little more beat based, I'd say. Mm. But yeah, I've been talking with them and still compiling stuff right now for them. That'll probably be out sometime this year too.
Great, that's cool.